Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we're giving our top of the hour report.
Yes, this just in. Apparently, the orange man is bad. According to sources, Mr. Trump puts ketchup on his steaks, and then intelligence community sources report that they intercepted a Valentine's Day card that Vladimir Putin sent to Donald Trump, which offered the overture of being a BFF forever, with the number 4 and then ever. So they're trying to figure out if that's some sort of code for a Swiss bank account that is being funneled into Mr. Trump's money. Also in the news, the local Costco has decided to use temperature reading to decide whether they're going to let you in or not. And they have several options, including an oral or rectal thermometer. And the only thing I could tell is the difference between the two methods is the taste. Back to you, Alex.
Indeed. Well, thank you for our liberal news media update.
And, you're welcome, yes. Oh, and AOC still does not have a single thought in her head.
Indeed. And we're going to go to the phones. We have Ryan in Montana.
Hey.
That's M.O., right? Montana?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Yes.
I'll get it next time. What's on your mind?
Oh, that's cool. No, that's cool. Well, I just wanted to mention this one thing real quick before I talked about the current events going on and everything with the corona and the government lockdown and the potential for an economic collapse and all that stuff. But I just wanted to make this one quick point before I wanted to see what you guys are talking about as well. But the delay in time, by the time I speak this, it's going to take like 3 seconds to reach you. So if I count to three, and if you're musically, then you hit four at the same time, it should sync up from my end, which it won't. One, two, three, four.
Four.
Now, if you count, right, and mm-hmm. I hit it on time, you listen to how late it's going to be. Because I just wanted to...
Okay. What's on your mind?
Okay, anyway. Not much. I actually just wanted to call to you guys we were talking about, because I was listening to last night's show and the previous night's show, and I listened pretty much every day, and I wanted to thank everyone who makes this show possible, because I greatly appreciate it, and it's a good discourse, positive discourse, so I just wanted to call, and actually it was a bit of an impulsive call, but I wanted to tell you guys you're doing a great job. And I
okay. Well, thank you very much. And it's callers like you that also make this show possible too. So we want to thank everybody who calls in.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call.
Reminds me, you know, it's kind of funny you talk about the distances. It's there's one of my favorite bands, ELO. They have a song called "Calling America," and it's like talk is cheap on satellite, but all I hear is static. You know, it's kind of a cool line. But yeah, when you think about the time delay, this phone call that you just made was impossible just maybe a couple of decades ago. So we are living in the future right now, and technology,
especially us here in Saturday. So we're really in the future.
Well. Here's the thing, too. You know, the technology that we are living through and the change that gives us can be quite frightening. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at this coronavirus, and I'm looking at people like Bill Gates, and they're talking about forced inoculations, and then not a microchip, but like this nano fluid to track everybody, like they would inject it with the vaccine, and they would use that, and there's like the cryptocurrency aspect to it. And what's really freaky is the patent number is 060606. So there's like a patent number 666 where Bill Gates wants to like mark us as so that we can't buy or sell without his mark. And it'll be based on a cryptocurrency. So we are living kind of in a science fiction reality. And I just want to like have
that. Sometimes I wonder, is he just doing this to troll people?
I think the guy.
Whenever there's like an obvious assassination, they always have the most, like Epstein.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, everything that possibly, they're just like flaunting it in your face.
Yeah.
You take people out in public and nothing will happen. I almost feel like he's just trying to troll and just get everyone going.
I don't know.
Look, the patent number is 666. Like,
well, I think
going crazy.
Well, see, I do believe that these people who kind of quote rule the world, the Illuminati, like, type of, you know,
Davos.
The usual suspects, I do believe that they do operate off of a Luciferian type of methodology, and they do practice things like, for example, sympathetic magic, or they're into these things where they have to project what they are doing to make it work. And it's a very complicated and very complex subject. But, you know, I've met people who have been involved in ritual satanic abuse who are both victims and also people who were Satanists. I've met these people. And you and I may not believe in God or the devil, or we may not believe that this stuff, but a lot of these people do. And you just remember, they act upon their beliefs. So I will say this.
Well,
I believe
their beliefs just be, you know, more money for us, more power for us.
Well,
at
yeah.
the expense.
I would
not a simpler.
I wish that was the case. I wish that was the case. But, you know, I think we've got some pretty, let's just say, we've got a battle going on between literally good and evil. And I think that we, the people who are listening to this show and who are not in their club, there's a lot more of us than those people out
who's
there.
Who's in their club? It's like 100 people.
Well,
1,000 people.
You got people. Well, you know, as I said, I'm not going to go into. I'm not.
Don Lemon on CNN.
He's just probably a minion who serves it because he feels like he's got to get power from it, you know. And then you got middle manager types like Bill Gates is probably in the middle management class of those people. And then you got people like probably the Queen of England and Prince Charles and some of the Lord Rothschild type people who are like higher up in it. But it is definitely one of the reasons I oppose globalism is because there is definitely that Antichrist spirit in it. And I'm not even a Christian. I'll be completely frank about my beliefs. I mean, I follow more of the American Indian belief systems, but I grew up Catholic and fell away from that. But I look at what is being manifested, it's really kind of a scary thing. And then we talk about this corona lockdown. What is it serving? Well, one thing they're serving is they're trying to force this this mark on us. And then on top of that, as a result of the lockdown, I just read a couple of articles, and it depends on which article I read, talking about World Health Organization and other UN sources say that this lockdown is going to kill tens of millions, maybe even up to 100 million people in the third world through starvation, because you know, you stop the chain of production in the world, and you.
Yeah, I'm with you on the
yeah.
The death and destruction caused by the lockdown,
yeah.
But I'm skeptical of, you know,
the Luciferian.
Yeah.
Well,
why can't it just be that power-hungry people want power and control. This is the perfect excuse to push all of their power-hungry, controlling agendas. And we don't need to tie in any, you know, satanic rituals for that to be the case.
But a lot of these people who are involved in it are actually involved in those satanic beliefs.
But that could just be a way to delegitimize their critics, right? When you start talking about satanic rituals, what percentage of the population tunes out?
A lot of people tune out, yeah. I'm sure they do.
This is Free Talk Live.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we're discussing the globalist elite, whether or not they're satanic cultists, and much more. But first, I want to tell you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe and only a swipe, and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. So, yeah, I mean, at the end, you were talking about the death count. Could be in the hundreds of millions. Right? I saw that report. UN projecting that the amount of people who need food assistance to survive will double to about 260 million as a result of this corona crisis.
Yeah.
And
meanwhile, some studies that just came out recently, I think out of California, are saying that the actual number of people that die of coronavirus is like 1/16 of 1%.
It's like 0.2%.
It's very low, and it begs the question: are we really wanting to kill thousands? It's like this: do we want to kill millions to save thousands?
And also, who's dying? Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty clear now that almost everyone dying is pretty old and has pre-existing condition,
right,
or multiple pre-existing conditions,
yeah,
right? It's, if you're, I think in New York they were saying like under 30, like 10 people die or something like crazy low like that.
Well, like it's like this, like my stepdad died of pancreatic cancer back in 2011, right? If my stepfather were to die today, and let's say he had like coronavirus in his system, the fact that he had the fact that he
20% of everyone else in New York, according to a latest sample.
Yeah.
So if he's one of the 20% that has it, he dies. Well, now he's upping the corona ticker.
Even though he was going to die anyway, or like, you know, I mean, you know, it's so
CNN
ridiculous.
Will be salivating over, another one dying.
Yeah,
like, look at how bad a job Trump is doing, and you know, this is serious. And they're talking about letting the lockdown liberate Michigan. They're saying like Republicans are the party of death. Like the story headlines they're putting out now in the real like New York Times, Washington Post, like not just, you know, some crazy like left wing like, you know, random newspaper. The real newspapers and media companies are making it out to seem like Republicans want to kill you. Meanwhile, there's Democrat governors that are opening up, and they don't make any mention of it. But Georgia wants to open up with the absurdly strict. I mean, it's unbelievable the detailed requirements of how many people per square foot can be in a restaurant, and you know, all these very, very minuscule, like no salad bars or buffets, and you need to do this with your employees. They can't share phones, and basically, like half the businesses can't even open if they were to comply. And yet, he's some kind of like monster who wants to just kill people. He wants to kill Georgians. It's, you know, probably they'll hint on, it's because he wants to kill the black people, right? That's the thing you'll see. They want to hurt the minorities. And it's like the worst thing that's happening to minorities, poor and other like underprivileged people, is shutting down the schools. I studied education as one of my degrees, and one of the interesting research that they discovered was that during summer break is when most of the differences develop between students.
Mm.
So the like more privileged kids with strong family backgrounds, they're going to be going to, you know, high-end summer camps, teaching them like,
you know, math and languages and all these things, their parents are going to be hiring tutors or reading to them or doing whatever. So when the kids leave roughly the same before summer and come back with the more privileged kids coming way ahead. So by just canceling the school year, you're going to set back all the underprivileged kids far more than opening the lockdown. Not to mention, if you're an underprivileged family, you need to go to work. And now you're unemployed, you're depressed, domestic violence risk, all of that.
So which feeds into the playbook of the Democrats by saying, oh, well, these people are underprivileged, so give us more money. You know, so it's going to create a bigger problem, and then they're going to ask for money to solve it. And
they're not going to solve anything.
But it's the same argument, like this ending the lockdown, saying you're a murderer if you want. You know, it's the same thing where, you know, the NRA wants dead school kids. You know, it's the same thing. I think that the progressive or regressive left, I think the control freaks, the nanny state proponents, I think they love death. I think they really enjoy the idea of people dying. That way they can use the fear to cement more control. So, for example, they love mass shootings, and they don't want people to conceal carry so that if a mass shooting happens, somebody can protect themselves and maybe stop the mass shooting from happening and lower the body count. No, they love a nice, good, heavy, juicy body count. And coronavirus, I think, is proving to be no different. You notice, though, that they're keeping the abortion clinics open. They really want that to be protected. As I said, I'm not like a pro, quote, I'm not personally an anti-abortion guy, but I just find it ironic that they're losing their minds over a few thousand people dying who already have pre-existing conditions, but they're demanding to keep the abortion clinics open that, you know, killed, I think 10 million people were aborted this year.
Yeah, and I just, the Cuomo, if we can only just save one life, it's worth it. And he was going on a tangent where some reporter asked him, you know, can we open up this lockdown? You know, people are, is the cure worse than the disease, as Trump and many others like ourselves have said? And he said, the disease is death. What is worse than death?
Yeah.
You know, domestic violence at home is bad. Death is worse.
Well, somebody asked me.
Is bad, death is worse, and he went on like a tangent about that. Go ahead.
Well, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, who I used to teach with in Detroit, he lives in Florida now. He's a Democrat, but he's like sane. Anyway, he and I had this debate, and he started getting really mad at me because I wasn't giving him the answers that he wanted. Like, I noticed, like, sometimes when somebody asks you a question and you tell them something, like, that they're not expecting or goes against their thing, they get mad at you. But he goes, how many people have to die of coronavirus before you'll give up your freedoms? And I said, all of them, 7.5 billion. And he didn't like that because it's a BS question in the first place.
Yeah, and there's no way that anywhere close to that amount of people are going to die. And they hate that even more.
I said everybody's going to die.
The new statistics.
I'm going to die.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call in and let us know your thoughts.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump giving his signature of approval to a small business aid bill that was passed by the House and Senate this week. The bill pumps money into a popular loan program that quickly ran out of money and was then stalled in the Democratic-led House. Republican Senator from Arizona Martha McSally tells Fox News this is a big boost for small businesses.
Well, there's small businesses in my neighborhood all over Arizona who are just struggling. They may not survive if they can't get access to this quickly. It's stalled for way too long.
Banks now working hard to get that money to small business owners across the country. According to the Washington Examiner, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is blocking the release of dozens of witness interview transcripts from their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News. Consumers are still down on the U.S. economy. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's final reading on consumer attitudes in the month of April fell more than 17 points from the March reading of 89.1. It's the third straight month of declines. The survey noting this time that consumers' reactions to the possibility of an economic reopening will be critical as some states do begin to ease their stay-at-home restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former CIA officer and National Security Council chief of staff says that former CIA director John Brennan ignored intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin actually wanted Hillary Clinton to win the 2016 presidential election. Brennan suppressed facts or analysis that showed why it wasn't in Russia's interest to support Trump and why Putin stood to benefit more from Hillary Clinton's election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show in the air. You can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where America's day begins. It's Saturday over here for all of those who are listening live on Friday. We're coming to you from the future. And speaking of future, Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency, to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So yeah, we were just talking about, how Democrats seem to hate freedom and hate life.
Well, I don't know about I don't even really like to like paint that brush. I'd say authoritarians. I grew up as a Democrat, you know, in a Democrat household, and I remember back in the day when you had people like Tip O'Neill and you had John Glenn. They were Democrats. Even, you know, John Kennedy was a Democrat. And there was just a difference.
The words can evolve, right?
Yeah, it's almost like what I think has happened is I think that in certain institutions in this country, we have had Marxist ideology, you know, sort of seep into our universities. We've had a infiltration and demoralization. There's a lot written on this. There were a couple of KGB people that, you know, you could see interviews with them on YouTube, for example, where they back in the 80s were saying, "Yes, this was our plan and our program." And if you study what's going on, you look at like, for example, Marxist critical theory and the Frankfurt School. A lot of what has the seeds that have been sowed are kind of sprouting today. And a lot of that also deals with the foundation of the UN and this whole globalist New World Order conspiracy. It's very intricate. And if you sit there and talk to a normie who's never read any of this stuff or hasn't opened his mind or just had this head down and just watches Monday Night Football and goes to the show once in a while, they're going to think you're a loon. And then you also have conspiracy theories that have been thrown out there, like the moon landing hoax and flat earth, that I believe was injected into the conversation as sort of like red herrings to discredit anybody who questions the narrative. And in fact, the concept, the term conspiracy theory was quoted out of a 1966 or 67, I can't remember the year, CIA memo, where they were talking about using the term conspiracy theory to discredit anybody who questioned that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. And so there's a lot of mud in the water out there, and there's a lot that you can navigate through and maybe come to odd conclusions. And I believe that, like, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. I've had enough.
You're saying that the Democrats hate freedom is an extraordinary claim?
No, I'm saying that, you know, like, the people who hate freedom, they're not even really Democrats in the classic sense, but they have become temporary Democrats. Well, I just think that they live under some sort of weird delusion that anything that can harm you, we have to have Big Brother government to protect us from, and that if you dare challenge the idea of their illusion of safety, then you're bad and you're somehow like an evil person. Like, for example, I'm a pro-gun guy. Most of the, quote, Democrats that we're talking about fear guns because they've been told by people like Don Lemon and Brian Stelter and all these other people on CNN and other news networks that there's a crazy guy behind every bush who's willing to come out and like murder your children at the school, when actually it's a very rare occurrence, but they drum it into people's heads all the time. Same thing with this coronavirus. Oh my God, we're all gonna die, when if you really look at the facts, very few people are dying. It's kind of like the number of people who went to the beach after the movie Jaws came out, like, went down dramatically because people are now scared of shark attacks because they saw it on a movie. And it's an emotion and fear-based argument. And as I said, I had this argument with my friend, you know, it was like, yeah, I mean, who has to die in order to for you to give up your liberty? And I thought it was a stupid question, because you're making some strong assumptions there. that in order for me to be free, I want you to die. No, I'm just saying, hey, I'm not willing to give up my freedom because I should be able to live my life. And if I can't live my life the way I want to live my life, what's the point of living? You know, I would prefer dangerous freedom than, like, being locked down in house arrest the rest of my life. You know, I want to go travel. I want to go see the Great Pyramids of Giza one day. I want to, go out and explore. I was just thinking about, the old episode of Star Trek where Captain Kirk came out and said, "Risk is our business. That's what this is about." You know, and it's like, yeah, without risk, you cannot profit. And that goes into the whole economics thing. Capitalism is risky, right?
I would say
you risk.
Communism's more risky, right?
Well, no, in their mind, I'm thinking about the AOC type. They're thinking, well, I can just sit in my basement and play Xbox all day, and the government's going to give me a check, and then if I get sick, well, I just go and I get the universal health care. Whereas if you're a capitalist, you risk, you put in effort.
You know, we should steel man the argument, right? The argument is that the capitalist is just sitting on his butt with his feet up on the desk while the workers produce everything of value. And he just collects the check, and that's not fair. And this goes back into risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason he can sit with his feet up on his desk is because he risked the capital, he risked the time, he risked everything to build up the company. And after, like, decades of work, maybe he can just sit around and just oversee things, but for every one of him that succeeded, hundreds failed. And that's the concept they can't grasp. If it's so easy, you go do it, right? If anyone can go just start a company.
And,
right?
And actually, being in a small business, I'm involved with, like, every aspect of it pretty much. And my boss does not sit on his duff collecting a check. He's out there hustling all the time. And it just a lot of people, I don't think, have that in them to hustle as much as the actual entrepreneur. And then even in big corporations, I fell into this weird gig like back in 2000 where I was a consultant. I was a project management consultant. I worked for this weird company, and I wound up in the boardroom at Ford World Headquarters. Okay, and Jack Nasser was the CEO at the time, and this guy was a maniac. He worked like 19 hours a day. So people who are like sitting there saying, "Oh, they just lazy," that's not the truth. They do work their butts off.
What do you think about those evil capitalists? Do they deserve their money? Call and let us know. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune
immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we were just want to share some regional news, right? We're over here in Asia Pacific, near Guam, for those of you who don't know where the Marianas are. And there's been some news about some thoughts the governor of Guam has had. So the headline is, government to forcefully remove patients from their homes and into COVID-19 jail.
Yeah,
Wowza.
She's a Democrat, by the way. I noticed last time a Democrat removed
Governor
people.
Governor Lou Leon Guerrero.
Yep, and I remember last time people were forcibly removed from their houses and put into camps. It was under a Democrat named FDR. That was when the Japanese were interned.
Yeah, they're not supposed to talk about that, Dave. It never happened. America would never put people in camps, especially during World War II. That was only the Nazis.
Well, it happened to Mr. Sulu. I spoke to him once at a Star Trek convention. It was pretty awesome. I met George Takei, and he's a flaming liberal, but, you know,
who are these to give context?
George Takei is the guy who played Mr. Sulu on Star Trek, and he talks like this. Oh, my. My name is George Takei, and I'm a smooth talker. And I went up to him. I said, hi, Mr. Takei. You know, I'm a Trekkie. And, he's going, so what do you do for a living? I teach history. At the time I taught in high school. He goes, Are you familiar with the Japanese internment camps? And for like an hour, I like rapped with the guy while, you know, all the nerds were standing behind me waiting to get their autograph. But, and the guy is telling me this heartbreaking story about what happened to his family and how members of the camp, you know, like somebody died in childbirth because there was no doctor there. And it was just and then the government basically only recently apologized to them. And then, of course, the guy behind me, as soon as he was done telling this like relevant story about, you know, like the great tragedy in American history, goes, "Saul, what do you think of William Shatner?" And he goes, "Well, Bill Shatner is an a-hole. I've never met a man who loved Bill Shatner more than Bill Shatner." I just like doing George Takei impressions. It's pretty funny. But anyways, he unfriended me on Facebook because I support Trump, so to heck with him. But the thing is that this governor of Guam, this isn't the first time the governor of Guam has tried tyranny. Back in 1976, they had a giant typhoon, and the governor instituted a curfew from like dusk till dawn. And in 1976, and this was challenged in the district court of Guam, in the federal court actually, and the court came out and denounced this and said freedom of movement is a fundamental right which may be restricted only when necessary to further the most compelling state interest, and such regulations must narrowly be circumscribed in order to withstand a constitutional challenge for overbreadth and vagueness. So there is...
Well, someone better tell all the states and territories.
Yeah.
We have a curfew in the Marin Islands. Guam has a curfew. I believe many states...
And I don't obey it, actually. I've worked past 7 p.m. a few times, and I've driven by cop cars, and I've waved at them, and they've waved back.
Well, the curfew law here is a little different than elsewhere, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, you can only be on the road if you have a... There's like five reasons, right? It's like you're going to work, mm-hmm. or you're like going to the doctor,
right.
or you're like someplace you need to be. And people are sort of just like, not everyone, but there's a certain amount of people who are on the road. And they're like, what is going on? There was a story there said, using your hazards while you drive at night does not exempt you from the curfew. Because there's apparently a rumor that, oh, if I use my hazards, the police won't pull me over.
Oh, so that's what that dipstick was doing ahead in front of me.
Yeah.
And then this brings up another question. They go, only essential people can go. Well, you know, I don't know. Last I checked, you know, I think there was a German man. No, he was Austrian. And he decided that a whole group of people were not essential. And, you know, that didn't work out very well. I mean, who's essential? I'm essential. You're essential. Alex is essential. I mean, everybody here who goes to work, feeds a family, even just takes care of himself. I mean, we are all essential. I mean, last I checked, God gave us certain inalienable rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we as individuals, whether we are like, you know, we mop up at a peep show or we're, you know, a CEO of a company that makes medical equipment, it doesn't matter what you do. I'm essential, you're essential, and for the state to just come out and say, well, you're not essential, I mean, that leads to some dangerous precedents. And I think there's a difference between taking precautions for the safety of the others and for ourselves, and giving up that what makes us essential, which is our freedom.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it, right? Freedom is essential. What's more essential for America, right?
Yeah.
Land of the free, home of the brave, and you can't even go outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. We don't have a stay-in-place order like other states where you have to, you know, stay in your home. But even the restrictions we have, it just feels like, is this America anymore? Like, what do you mean I can't go to a bar, I can't go to a restaurant? And that's not to say that everyone should be congregating and, you know, that we love death, right? Because that's the, if you don't agree with 100% lockdown, then you love death.
No.
So
I don't
look at the evidence and let the people look at the evidence and let them decide the risk, right?
And I fully think that if you are a 75-year-old person who has COPD and you're afraid that somebody's going to, you know, give you coronavirus, then that'll, like, put you over the edge. By all means, please stay inside your house. You should have that choice. And then if you are, like, have a father or a mother who is in that condition or other family members, then maybe it's a good idea to keep the kids away. But, you know, do we really want to give up our freedoms as free people? I mean, there's a lot of people who want to give up those freedoms. That's why, like, for example, we were talking about voting in the beginning. I don't want these a-holes voting away my freedom. You know, I don't want some 17-year-old millennial who has never lived.
In this case, to be fair, I think the younger generations are far less risk averse when it comes to corona. We saw the spring, the Gen Zers and spring break.
Well, actually, Gen Z is interesting. I got a beef with the millennials, but I've noticed a lot of the really young people are kind of like rejecting this like nanny state crap that their previous generation has come up with. So I'm actually guardedly optimistic, but you know, a lot of the millennials, they just kind of, you know, just freak me out as far as how easy they are to.
I think millennials are somewhat against the lockdown themselves because they don't have the financial stability, right? It's easier for the boomers who are largely doing well, the Gen Xers who are more likely to have houses and more, you know, financial nest eggs built up that they can get some.
Not necessarily. Actually, the Gen X got kind of we're history's middle children.
But
I think
age,
we should do. I think
we should be than millennials, right?
Well, I think we should do, and I'd like to, we'll get some research out on the Strauss and Howe theory of generational archetypes. It's very, very interesting and telling, and it's actually very accurate as far as, like, the different archetypes of different generations. But on the whole, like, the Gen Xers have done far worse than their parents, the boomers. You know, actually,
there'll probably never be a Gen X president.
You know, and that's the thing. Hitler was a Gen X president. The Strauss and Howe theory of generational archetypes. Yeah, you have certain specific archetypes of generations. Like, for example, I'm a Gen Xer, and I think maybe, you know, there's certain Gen Xers are good in certain roles in society. Like, they say that, like, the boomers are better as, like, leaders of nations, but Gen X types or the nomad generations are better as, like, military commanders because, like, for example, you go back to the Civil War, for example, Sherman was a Gen Xer, and he was willing to just basically just do the necessary job.
Archetypes.
Yeah, based on these archetypes. Lincoln was a boomer type.
I haven't seen them per se, but I'm skeptical that, you know, you should just treat this one group as a homogeneous block.
It's not necessarily homogeneous, but certain things were true. I think we should explore that on a future show. I'll get some research out, and we'll go over the dark types.
This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.